Hey everyone, it's Carissa from Carissa Cooley Creative, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about how to do a simple social media audit. And the reason you do a simple social media audit or a social media audit in general is to make sure that your social media pages and your content is aligning with your business goals. I like to think that if we continually do a rolling audit of our content, we don't have to do big, huge audits in the middle of nowhere when we can't figure out why something isn't working or why we're not driving traffic to our website effectively. So by putting a couple of these really simple tips into your strategy, you can save yourself time and also increase the engagement you see on your social media posts. So tactically, when I start a social media audit, I just get out a Google Sheet and start tracking, scrolling through the different channels and tracking statistics, really high level to begin with. So the first thing I like to do is, okay, where is this brand on social media? What pages do they have? Do they have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest? And so doing a scan of all of those sites, I like to see where the audience, like the number of people following, and then also go into the posts and see who is liking and engaging with specific pieces of content. So those are kind of the two steps to the social media audit. And then the third step is just a competitive review. So making sure that if you want to, you're measuring up against your competitors on social media and staying in the game. So what I do is I'll go to Facebook and I just start jotting down, you know, I look through my insights and look at reach, shares, comments, and likes. And then I'll go through, you know, the last month or two of posts and see how many times I was posting per week or how many times this business was posting a week, what times were they posting. And you don't have to track all of this information, but it's kind of helpful if you're seeing a downtick in your social media content, maybe try adjusting it for your audience, the time that they're online, and those insights are all available through the platform, Facebook and Instagram Business Insights, as well as tools like Buffer and Hootsuite and Sprout and different social engagement tools. So if you're using those, you're already on the right track. Then I like to look at who's clicking through on what posts. So are people completing the action that you desire for them to complete? Are they actually taking the next step and downloading your ebook from your ad? Are they clicking through to your website to view the video? Are they whatever it might be? So I like to go through and check that out. And then kind of overarching, I like to look at, well, let's say Twitter. If your Facebook and Instagram are booming, but something's going on with Twitter, is it necessary to have Twitter? So maybe you're not meeting your audience where they're at. Maybe they're not there. Maybe it doesn't fit your industry. And typically, I like to think like you can fit any industry into any social media platform. But if you're wasting your effort and falling flat, maybe it's time to, you know, divert your focus to channels that you're really engaging well with your customers on. So use your audit to check out those statistics as well. Another thing I like to say is that after you've mapped all this stuff out in a sheet or just jotted it down on paper or just did like a mental scan of, okay, we only did 2 posts in October, but you know, the month before that we did 17 posts and look at how much we dropped off. So it's just, you know, maybe if your brand hasn't been super active on Facebook, maybe it's just going through, okay, January we did 8 posts, February we did 20. You know, going through and looking at the number of posts to some of your other statistics, like are more posts garnering more engagement? Typically, yes. But so it's just kind of going through and seeing where you're at. And so what that helps you do is plan your move forward. So oftentimes I'll say you need to take what you've learned, the qualitative and quantitative data from the audit, and start mapping out then your content themes and your calendar for the next couple months. And then, you know, in a few months, look back and kind of do another simple audit and see if your numbers are moving more toward your business goals. And if they're not, adjust again. So it's just being aware. I think sometimes we put social media on the back burner in our business and we think, oh, it's just there. I have to be there. I have to have my business hours up. But the real revenue comes through my website. Like, I just have to have this perfect website. Well, how are you getting people to your website? Like, it's just, your website's just sitting there. I guess if you have great SEO and you're doing search engine marketing and that kind of thing, there you go. But add social media into it and you can see an even bigger boost in your website conversions. So, another thing I like to say is jot down the top five brands that you aspire to be like, or they're considered competitors, or they're in the same industry, and they're doing social media well. So look at what kind of, you know, look at their content themes. What content themes are they posting that people are engaging with? And so it's always good to use within, you know, if you're on Facebook, use the Facebook Insights to track, you know, the top five pages that you want to measure yourself against. And it does that simple audit for you, basically. So you can click in and see, you know, how many times they posted this week and how much reach they got compared to your brand. And that's a really good way to gauge what's going on in your industry. So I suggest digging into those tools more. But yeah, just I would suggest doing this a few times a year if you are really struggling to boost your engagement. A simple audit is probably a good idea for you. And even if you're having great success on social media and you're like, wow, I really need to like can this up and make sure I can continue on with this because something is really working for me right now. You're going to want to do an audit and, you know exactly what you're doing right. So it's a good idea, whatever your social media state, to just do a quick audit and see how you're performing all around. So I hope this helped, and I will leave an example on my blog on how I like to do simple audits. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but it just gives you a good idea of where you're at and where you should be heading. So thank you so much for listening. And if you want, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, Carissa Cooley Creative. I try to post daily social media tips and resources for businesses and brands. And also I have more information and articles and whatnot on my website. It's carissacooley.com. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will chat with you tomorrow.